Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to give the floor now to Her Excellency, the Minister of Health from the Republic of Uganda. You have the floor, Minister.
Thank you very much, Chair. The Chairperson of the Codex Alimentarius Commission, the Director General of FAO, the Assistant Director General of the World Health Organization, the coordinators for all Codex regions, Codex members and observers, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the government of Uganda and on my own behalf, I would like to thank the Codex Alimentarius Commission for this opportunity to address you all. I have been a member of the Codex Alimentarius Commission, and I still am, and Chair, you assured me today that you are happy to have me around. Over the last 5 years as chair of the National Codex Committee of Uganda, I have gained valuable experience, and as a Minister of Health, I will continue to champion Codex in my country. Uganda has over the last 10 years been a very active member of Codex, and has made great strides in the work of Codex at international, regional, and national levels. As a net importer for several food products, international standards elaborated by Codex become very pivotal in ensuring the health and well-being of the people. Food safety remains one of the pillars of socio-economic development because what we eat truly reflects what we are. And if we eat safe quality food, then we remain healthy. A healthy population will directly translate into reduced morbidity and mortality, and ultimately into a vibrant and productive economy. In this respect, Uganda is in the process of streamlining her food control system by putting in place coordination systems that are able to respond to current and emerging food safety issues. As Minister of Health, I will ensure that our food safety bill is signed into law that will pave way for the creation of the National Food and Drugs Authority. This authority will act as a one-stop center that will manage food safety and related issues. I will also ensure that the profile of Codex and food safety is raised at the highest policy level, which remains one of the constraints for food safety in developing countries. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, at the East African Community level, the ESC Codex Fora has now been granted observer status in Codex, which is an important milestone that will enable partner states in region to generate harmonized positions on ongoing Codex work and engage in common food safety initiatives for the benefit of the region. Uganda takes the lead on matters of food hygiene in the ESC and is responsible for developing regional positions on the different agenda items prior to Codex committee meetings for food hygiene. Uganda continues to explore partnerships with FAO and WHO on matters related to strengthening our food control system. Support is sought in the area of establishing an integrated food safety control system that will see all players along the food value chain, that is, the different ministries of agriculture, trade, health, working together on matters of food safety control and regulation. I would like to specifically appreciate the government of Switzerland for the support they have provided during the Codex capacity building workshops held in Uganda in December 2014 and 2015. We remain open to further support, and Uganda continues to explore mechanisms of harnessing Codex activities with all Codex member countries. Finally, resources are not too many. I wish to urge all African countries to take Codex seriously and sensitize your leaders back home on the value of Codex to the lives of your population and socio-economic growth, and ensure that it is a priority item for all your governments and that funding is allocated to this work of Codex. I wish you fruitful deliberations during this 39th Codex Alimentarius Commission meeting. I thank you all.